for their call. We are grateful for this platform that allows us to get up early in the morning to seek your face and hear the anointed, fresh word from your throne. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call. Saturate the airways with God's anointing. Penetrate our hearts and the hearts of every listener. Speak through our speaker with words of wisdom and revelation knowledge. I bind any satanic attack on our speaker. I lose clarity of thought, accuracy of word, holy boldness, and the power of the Holy Ghost to come forth. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to go forth and destroy demonic strongholds and ungodly spirits. Now, Father, as we open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word, we give thanks to you in advance for revelation knowledge, for a word that will help us enhance and improve our lives, build our businesses, and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'll turn it over to you, host. Praise God.
Thank you so much, Minister Candy. God is good, and it is truly a mountain-moving day of faith. Good morning, family, and just as my precious sister said to each one of you, I'm Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and we are glad that you are here. Well, I'm not going to take up too much time because I see as the time has gone, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about our call, and then I'm going to bring up the speaker. We're glad that you are here on the Master's Call. And our call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This is the week of Thanksgiving, and we give thanks every single day to God. But we are very thankful to have this call, and we stand on Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have an email address for you. Feel free to send us any requests that you may have and write this down so that you can use it as a reference. It is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we also have a website address. All messages have been taped and archived, and you can go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Well, I will come back later on with additional announcements, but I want to tell you about the woman of God. She is awesome. She is sold out to the Lord. And Pastor Lucille Scott, she states, "By no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now." Live fully in the now. Dr. Scott, she earnestly believes that with God, with family, and with community, all things are possible. She is a mother. She is the senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm not going to take up any additional time. I can go on and on about this victorious woman of God. She travels throughout the U.S. and internationally, sharing the good news about Jesus Christ. Well, without any further delay, I am going to call forward Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott. Are you there, Pastor Scott?
Yes, I am, and good morning. Good morning to each and every person. Good morning.
Good
can
morning,
you hear me?
Pastor. Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Well, I thank you guys for this opportunity. As first, I always give honor to God for his grace and his mercies that are new every morning. I also want to thank God for the great visionaries that started this call, being that light in the marketplace. We always need a light, and they are definitely being that light in the marketplace, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And I give God praise and thanks for them this morning and for the opportunity that I'm being given to speak to you. I never take that opportunity lightly, and I hold that responsibility very high. I'm Dr. Lucille, as was mentioned, and I sort of condense what I'm going to say this morning because I realized that time was going. But I want to read a scripture before I get started. And it's a scripture so many people know, but I'm going to read it again. And it's Jeremiah 29. And I'm going to go from Jeremiah 29:11 to verse 14. And I'm reading from the Jewish Study Bible. For I am mindful of the plans I have concerning you, declares the Lord. Plans for your welfare, not for disaster, to give you a hopeful future. When you call me and come and pray to me, I will give heed to you. You will search for me and find me, if only you seek me wholeheartedly. I will be at hand for you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places to which I have banished you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I have exiled you. The plans that God has for you today are plans concerning your welfare. They're not plans of disaster. So please, people, stop walking around and saying, God made you lose your job or God made your business fail. God didn't make you lose your job. Maybe you were going to work late every day. Or maybe your business, you weren't diligent. And so many times when things happen in our lives that are not in accordance with the divine plan, we turn around and we say, God did. But Jeremiah 29:11 is very, very specific. It's saying, God is saying, I am mindful. My mind is full of. When God woke up this morning, his mind, if we can think of, use him in that context, the mind, it was just full of you. The plans that God had, plans for our welfare, plans for our prosperity, plans for our business to succeed, plans for your family to walk in authority and in dignity. Your family should be that family in the community. When people drive by, they have to slow down. Your home should be the home where the lawn is cut, your garbage is put away, your children walk in the anointing and authority of God. That is who we need to represent when we understand being children of the Most High God. I'm going to read over Jeremiah again. And guys, just take it. I'm reading it again because sometimes Christians can be very touchy. This is what Jeremiah says. For I am mindful of the plans I have concerning you. God said to tell you this morning, I am mindful of the plans that I have concerning every one of you on this call. Plans for your welfare. In other words, plans that you feel well. Welfare means that you feel well. So God wants us to feel well. Not disaster, to give you a hopeful future, to give you a future full of hope. My God. He said, when you call me and come and pray, I will give heed to you. In other words, God is saying, come on, girl. I'm just waiting. I want to hear you. I am listening for you. I am aware of you. I want you to come. He said, I will give heed. You will search for me. Now, how many of you remember as children playing hide and seek? We will search for him. He said, you will search for me if only you seek me. You will search for me, sorry, and you will find me when we search for him wholeheartedly, when we come diligently, when we come being honest in our dreams and our plans. He said, when you search for me, you will find me. He said, I will be at hand for you. I will restore your fortunes. This is awesome. I will gather you from the nations and from the places. Maybe you lost your job. Thanksgiving is coming. And this is a word from God this morning. And God is saying to tell you, I have not forgotten about you. Whatever happened, I'm here to restore. I'm here to bring you back to wholeness. I am here to heal. I am here to assist you to walk upon the high places of the earth. I am here to let you know that you are the head and you are not the tail. You are above. Wealth and riches are in your home. I am here to let you know that my bountiful hands are open over you, satisfying all your desires. I am here to let you know today, God is saying, to be strong, to be of a good courage. You can't be afraid because I am with you wherever you are going. God sent me by to tell you this morning that the plans he has for you a plant of peace to give you your expected end. I want you guys to know this morning, this is not what I had planned to talk about, but the Holy Spirit has just deposited it in my spirit, and so I'm going to just keep going with it. This morning I wanted to talk about goals and smart goals and specific goals, but for whatever reason, God is holding me here in Jeremiah. And it's 5 weeks before the year ends. And so many people started 2013 with plans and dreams and hopes. And maybe right now you're despondent and you're saying, some of the things I trusted or I asked for does not seem to come to pass. Well, look at it this way. The things that Joseph asked for while Joseph was in prison, they were coming to pass. While Joseph was in Potiphar's house, they were coming to pass. When his brothers threw him in the pit, they were coming to pass. When God gives you a dream or a plan or a vision, the only person that can abort it is you. Joseph had so many reasons, so many choices to be able to sit down in his ashes and mourn. He could have sat down and cried. He could have said, well, I can't believe my brothers are horrible and my father is not looking for me. And he had all these excuses. But he understood that the plans that God had for him are plans of peace, plans to give him an expected end. I want you to understand this morning, wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, the plans that God has for you have not changed. God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good. Whatever plans or dreams God deposited in you, you are the only person that can abort them. So what's your thoughts this morning? What's your plans? What's your ideas? Pull down negative thinking. Pull down hostility thinking. Stop thinking negatively about the persons with whom you're coming into contact. So if someone has a better rank than you, or have a larger check, or live in a nicer home, or have a better marriage than you do, your job is not to envy, but maybe to look and see where in that relationship or that business you can emulate to move yourself to the next level. 2013, yes, they're just 5 weeks. But whatever God planned, he's able to perform. Whatever God promised, I'm here to tell you, God is able to perform. Mortgage payment is due? That's okay. You serve a God of abundance. You serve a God of lavish abundance. I came by to tell you this morning, the plans God has for you have not changed. Holy Ghost, okay, I have a few minutes. Let me explain this quickly. When God told Elisha to go to the brook, God sent Elijah to a specific place. God sends many of us to brooks, but we decide we want to go where we want to go. I'm here to tell you this morning that the plans God has for you, the places God sent you, maybe the church God placed you in, the community, the job, the business, where God placed you, if you move from that position, when the raven comes by with your blessing, someone else is going to receive it. If Elijah did not go where God sent him to that brook, when the raven had come by, what do you think would have happened? There was a famine. So when the raven came by and the raven dropped the food or the bread that he should have dropped, if Elijah was not in position, some wild animal or something else would have taken it. So I'm going to close reminding you what God said to say this morning. Back to Jeremiah. The plan that God has for you did not change. He said, I am God, I change not. He is God and he changed not. He said, my bountiful hands are opened over each and every one of you. He said, I'm supplying whatever you need this morning. I am your shepherd. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, if you believe, you will receive. So maybe you came to this call this morning being down in the spirit. Give God praise and thanks. A turkey should not determine your thanksgiving, but give God praise and thanks this morning. And thank God for all that he is doing in your life. He said, the plans I have for you, the plans are to prosper you, the plans are to cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Plans to let you soar above your enemies. He said, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Why? Because the plans I have for you are plans to give you an expected end this morning. So move away from the negativity. Move away from the whining and stand up as a child, a son, or a daughter of the Most High God. Stand in your authority this morning. Stand in your dominion this morning. Stand in your power this morning. Because having done all to stand, you can stand. And why could you stand this morning? Because I'm going back to Jeremiah 29:11. God said to tell you this morning, I, Dr. Lucille Phyllis Farrell Scott, who thought one day I needed to commit suicide because my former husband walked off and left me, who thought I would have lost my home and would have lost my mind, I am here to tell you this morning that when God has plans for you, nobody can derail those plans except you. I'm a witness this morning. I'm a witness this morning. I don't boast. I don't talk about myself. But I live in the oldest gated community in the United States of America. And 20 years ago, I never thought it would have been possible because I thought suicide was my only option. But I'm here this morning to tell you, somebody on this call, you serve a great and an awesome God. And so rise up in your authority, rise up in your power, and stop whining and crying because something has not gone right in your life. So I'm closing this morning with Jeremiah 29:11 again. And God sent me by this morning to tell you this. For I am mindful of the plans I have concerning you, declares the Lord. Plans for your welfare, not for disaster, to give you, yes, you, a hopeful future. And I'm standing on this. When you call me and come and pray to me, I will give heed to you. You will search for me and find me if you only seek me wholeheartedly. I will be at your hand, declares the Lord. I will restore your fortunes. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places to which I have banished you, declared the Lord. And I will bring you back from the place from which I have exiled you. God sent me by this morning to tell you, he will bring you back. Have a great and an awesome day, understanding that God's plans for you have not changed. Be blessed. And let the Lord minister to you during the course of this day. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that this word has fallen on fertile soil and is bringing forth fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you guys.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Scott, for that word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will call you back in a few minutes to go ahead and seal this call. Father, we thank you because you know the plans that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, just as your woman of God has told each one of us. We know that you are in charge, and we're going to stand on that. We will stop whining in the mighty name of God. We thank you, Lord, because we know you are our provider. We thank you, Lord, because we know you are our healer. We thank you, Lord. We know that you are the one who's fighting the battle for us. So we are going to stand still and see the salvation of our Lord. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of compassion. You are a God of loving kindness. You see the tears and you know the hurts of your people. But we will stand knowing that if God is for us, no one can be against us. We are going to be confident of this very thing, that you're the one that began the good work in your children, in Martha, in Deborah's daughter, in Mrs. Colbert, Father God, in Dorothy Wells' family, Father, in Sandra, as she too, Lord God, is standing on your word. Also, Father God, in the Rattler family, in Joni, Father, also in Keisha and Naima, Father, also Sharon's boss. We know this very thing. We're going to be confident knowing you began the work in them. Also, for those that are traveling, Father, you're going to complete it. It's so good to hear Godmother's voice on the call today. You are our God. You have plans for each one of us, and they will be carried through in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, let me go ahead and give you the morning motivational number. That number, and we're jumping on that call immediately following this call. That number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-TOWN. And don't forget, the Kings of Artists, they're having their empowerment conference in January. It's going to be held in Houston, Texas at the Marriott Hotel on January 10th and 12th. That's at the Hobby Airport. Go to your back office and register. Pastor, Dr. Scott, are you there? Seal this word for the people of God. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you and give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the blessings of the Lord hotly pursue and overtake you today. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.